Sally Mae went to the house. The screen door slammed. Slim said something under his breath and then looked down at me. He didn't appear to be too happy. I whapped my tail on the ground. Thanks, Pooch, for wetting on my boss's wife. He picked up the laundry basket and carried it towards the house. You take a good wholesome prank and run it right into the ground. Dumb dog. Oh yeah? If I was so dumb, how come he got to hang the clothes out on the line and I got to watch? Heh, that's how dumb I was. I enjoyed it too. And it wasn't me who wet on her. It was Drover. Honest. Boy, old Slim was mad. I thought he was gonna bite one of those clothespins in half. After he finished with his laundry work, he got into his pickup and drove off to check on the watermelon patch. He wasn't gone long before he came back. I knew something was wrong when I saw his pickup coming back to headquarters. I knew his driving patterns, see? And his driving patterns could be described with one word. Slow. I mean, here was a guy who walked slow and talked slow. And it was only natural that he drove in the same pace. So when I saw his old pickup streaking down the road from the mailbox, I knew something was up, and I felt so sure about it that I took the extraordinary measure of putting the whole ranch on red alert. This required that I pull Drover away from his latest folly, barking at bumblebees. Time didn't permit me to give him a lecture on wasting time and acting silly. I knew we had us a code 3 coming down the road, and I ordered him to follow me to the yard gate. We arrived at the gate just seconds after Slim slid to a stop. I read his face and saw that my hunch had been correct. His eyes were tight, his lips compressed. The pickup door flew open and he stepped out. Dogs, we've got problems. See, I knew it. He stormed through the gate and Loper came out on the porch to meet him. Loper had been inside, paying bills and catching up on his bookkeeping. In other words, he was mad too. You didn't want to spend much time around Loper on the day he paid the bills. He was about as friendly as a rattlesnake.